From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County are suing the Department of Homeland Security. They say the plan to turn a warehouse into an immigration detention center would violate federal law, and they want to stop it. The detention center would hold between 7,500 and 10,000 people. The complaint says that would have drastic environmental, economic, and public safety impacts beyond just Salt Lake City. And it cites three laws it says were broken: administrative, environmental, and intergovernmental. Semi-trailers are parked at the ICE-owned warehouse in Salt Lake City, but they're not linked to a possible detention center. Train manufacturer Stadler is using a rear lot at that location for storage. They're doing construction on a nearby property that they own. The Salt Lake City Mayor's Office says the trailers are only there temporarily. Utah News Dispatch reports the increase in activity has people wondering what's next for the property. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement bought the warehouse in March for a detention facility. High winds and dry weather means critical fire conditions today through at least Tuesday evening. Most of Utah is under red flag warnings. Gusty winds are moving across central and southern Utah, and crews are already working on a fire near Scipio in Millard County. The Tower Fire is estimated at 1,360 acres. It's now 10% contained. An energy company is taking another run at building a hydropower project on the Navajo Nation. They're asking the feds for approval to explore the idea. From KNAU in Flagstaff, Chris Clements has more.
The company Nature and People First is asking for a preliminary permit from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to investigate building a pumped storage project near Chilchimbito. It would include two reservoirs. Pumped storage projects generate energy by letting water flow downhill and then pumping it back up. Nature and People First tried to get federal approval for three pumped storage projects in 2021, but the Navajo Nation and the feds later said no. Critics cited concerns about the overuse of aquifers and damage to the environment of nearby Black Mesa, which is considered sacred by the Navajo and Hopi tribes. If it's granted, the permit wouldn't allow the company to disturb any land or give them permission to enter private property. For KNAU, I'm Chris Clements in Flagstaff.
Some of the Colorado River's top officials made a rare public speaking appearance last week, but they still seemed far apart on a deal to share water going forward. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, Colorado's top water official pushed back on a plan put forth by Arizona, California, and Nevada.
At a conference in her home state, Colorado's Becky Mitchell said the proposal from her downstream counterparts only deals in two-year increments and sets the states up for more conflict.
I think we're going to struggle. And I have concern with the every two-year renegotiation that we get further entrenched in those legal theories.
Mitchell and her allies in Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico have not countered with their own proposal. She lamented that negotiators had been called failures. The group has been in talks for more than a year and does not appear close to agreeing on how to manage the water supply for nearly 40 million people. Arizona's top water leader attended the conference but did not speak publicly. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
The U.S. Department of Defense updated its list of faith traditions after Utah senators complained. In a previous Pentagon release, it did not identify the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as Christian. Republicans Mike Lee and John Curtis objected. Both are members of the LDS Church. Senator Lee spoke out on social media.
It's also just repugnant to any sense of decency, any sense of our common heritage and our common belief that the government needs to not weigh in on doctrinal disputes between various religious denominations.
There's been a long-running debate over whether members of the LDS Church are Christian. The new rubric does not categorize the Utah-based church as Christian. Rather, it removes the Christian label from 20 other traditions, including Catholic, Lutheran, and Pentecostal. You are listening to KUER News.